Je suis en compagnie de Tony Nikanchak, pharmacien clinicien à l'hôpital de Peace River. On January 11, owner of Karen's Home Cooking, Karen Greaves, openly wrote on social media that her restaurant will be open all week and that social distancing and masks were not mandatory. What do you think about that?
My first reaction when I saw it this morning was anger. Look, I think it's entirely one thing to, say, operate a business that's able to be operating and be encouraging people to flout other rules like social distancing, masks. And we've certainly seen that going on in some businesses where they tell people, like, you know, you don't need to wear a mask here or whatever. That's one thing. It's an entirely different thing when you're operating a business that actually has no legal authority to be operating, you know, a direct violation of public health orders. And I think at least in the case of restaurants especially, I mean, they're governed by public health. You know, I personally, myself, I don't want to take my family to a restaurant that doesn't take public health laws seriously, right? Like, that doesn't give me a lot of confidence about what they think of the other public health laws that govern the operation of restaurants.
And also the thing is that she's open for takeout, so she's not losing anything, if I can say.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the really frustrating thing to me about all of this is that, you know, I actually was speaking a little bit with other restaurant owners, just texting back and forth, and obviously won't say which ones, but I mean, there are other restaurant owners who are following the rules, and, you know, yeah, it's really, really hard for restaurants right now. Like, this is not a great environment to be in terms of business, and they're all struggling, but it doesn't help any of them for someone to do something like this. You know, I had contact with a member of the business community too, who said, like, they're just frustrated because it actually kind of puts a bad taint on the whole business community in town, right? And, you know, this person wants citizens and customers to know that, like, hey, the businesses in town are serious about following the rules and taking this seriously so we can get through it together. And so when someone does something like this, it sort of crushes some of that hard work that they've done.
Exactly. And apparently it's something that other businesses across the province are planning to do.
I know of, and I mean, this is just from chatting with friends and hearing things from other parts of the province. I know the one I heard was a hair salon down in central Alberta that was planning on opening right away and flouting the rules. And I know that, you know, there's probably a lot going on in behind the scenes. I hope that a few of them, if they do it and they see the reaction that people have to it, which, at least from what I've seen, was fairly swift and not super supportive of the decision. You know, I hope some of them think twice about it and don't do that. And, you know, I do get, and it frustrates me a little because this is something that's almost somewhat predictable after the travel controversy from the government. And there was a lot of pieces written in the last couple of weeks about just how damaging that controversy is, not just to public trust in the government and, you know, people feeling like they're, you know, treating themselves differently than we are treated. They undermine the public's confidence in the rules that government is setting, and it makes it less likely for people to actually follow the rules going forward. And I think probably some of that frustration is bubbling up in some of these businesses. And I do understand their frustration. I don't think they're, you know, addressing their frustration in the right manner. But I do. It'd be hard to look at your business and say, I'm suffering because I've been told by this government I have to stay close, but these guys are going off in jet setting to Hawaii for Christmas. You know, so I do get that looks not great and would lead to a lot of frustration. But again, that, you know, opening in violation of these health orders isn't exactly the right way to go about it. As much as it pains me to say, given that it's the government and they should be the ones setting the good example, you know, we have to kind of rise above their bad example. And since they're not setting the example, maybe we have to, right?
Of course. And it's action like this that are driving the cases up and resulting in restriction to begin with.
Well, of course. And that's the frustrating thing, right? Is that I've talked to my wife about it, and one of the most frustrating things about being someone who is stuck to the rules, you know, quite strictly from the beginning, is those who are least likely to follow the rules are the ones that are also least likely to be punished by them, right? Like because they just decide not to follow them. So it doesn't impose any inconvenience on them because they just ignore them. In their sort of blatant disregard for, you know, public order, they are imposing a lot more strict rules on the rest of us who are following the rules than might otherwise be necessary, because the case counts keep going up and up. And I mean, Peace River now, MD of Peace, as of yesterday, had 100 active cases. That's by far the highest we've ever had in this whole pandemic. Northern Sunrise County, I think, was around 70. Northern Sunrise County now has the highest per capita active cases in the province, out of over 100 regions that the government tracks. And so it's not like we're in a bubble like we kind of were for a lot of the beginning of the pandemic, where we had no active cases in town. And so you did feel a little bit sheltered here. That's not the case anymore. You know, there's significant numbers of active cases in town and around us. So doing things like this just makes it that much worse. And it's going to mean a lot. That's the problem is, when you looked at what we did at the beginning in the first part of the pandemic, there's a lot of people saying that it's hard because when you implement social distancing rules and, you know, non-pharmaceutical public health interventions, the more effective they are, the more it will look like we didn't need them in the first place, right? Because if they're effective, you don't end up getting any cases. And then the naysayers turn around and go, oh, well, why did we need these things? You didn't get any cases. And it's almost like the reverse of that here, right? And the more you keep violating them, the stronger and stronger they're going to need to be to get things under control. And I just don't understand how some individuals aren't grasping that, or are grasping it, but don't care, right? Couple of weeks. So it's been encouraging to see. And I know it's still continuing up here as well.
Well, thank you so much, Tony.
Of course, anytime.
En résumé, le pharmacien clinicien explique que c'est frustrant de voir que des gens n'en font qu'à leur tête concernant les règlements et que personnellement, il ne voudrait pas amener sa famille dans un restaurant qui ne respecte pas les consignes sanitaires. Il continue en mentionnant que d'autres restaurants à travers la province comptent aussi réouvrir. C'était Tony Nikonchuk, pharmacien clinicien à l'hôpital de Peace River. Je suis en compagnie de Kane Cartwright, le copropriétaire du restaurant Board and Barrel. How's the business been going since the lockdown?
It's been going okay, Alex. We've thankfully we're part of a very supportive community, so we have a lot of people that that dine with us, or not with us, but get takeout or delivery, you know, a few times a week. So we're blessed in that regard, and we've found, you know, different ways to generate business as well. You know, we have to get a little bit creative, but we have found ways to do that, thankfully. So.
And what do you think about restaurant owners that are deciding to open anyway?
You know, I don't see it really as a solution. I think they're really polarizing their customer base. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people, there is a large group of people that think they should open, but there's a large group of people that, you know, respect that if they would stay closed and you know, keep enforcing these health measures, right? So we're not going to do it, but I personally would prefer just to wait till the lockdown's over. I think that's the right move, but I can empathize with them as well. You know, things are a little bit slower for us too, but I don't think that's the solution, just to, you know, to open despite that, right?
En résumé, pour le Board and Barrel, le copropriétaire Kane Cartwright mentionne que les affaires vont quand même bien grâce à la communauté qui supporte le restaurant en commandant pour apporter plusieurs fois par semaine, et ils ont trouvé différents moyens pour générer des profits. Pour ce qui est des restaurants qui ouvrent malgré les restrictions du gouvernement, M. Cartwright dit que personnellement, ils vont respecter les consignes, que ce n'est pas la solution, mais comprend leurs raisons. C'était Kane Cartwright, le copropriétaire du restaurant Board and Barrel. Je suis en compagnie de Haywan Lee, copropriétaire du Wow Grill. First of all, how's your business been going since the lockdown?
Actually, we've been half suffering and half not, because we got lots of support from the local customers. So sales actually went down, but they gave us a big support too. So it's not like really, really bad compared to other, you know, like other jobs. They actually shut down 100%, but us is half open. So yeah, we've been doing pretty good.
And what do you think about restaurant owners that are deciding to open anyways?
What we think is everybody wants to this COVID to be ended, right? So we're following the restriction at the moment. So everybody's like helping everybody. That's what I think. But I feel bad for not the restaurants, because restaurants, we have chance to meet customers. But I feel bad for the salons, like nail shop or spa or, you know, the hairdressers. Kind of, yeah, I feel bad for them because they've been closed and they extended to 21st. So yeah, just that. But restaurant, it's hard. But I guess we should take some time and follow the regulations, and then wait until everything, you know, like settle down. Because not just us, we are following the regulation. I guess most of people are following the regulations.
Pour ce qui est du Wow Grill, la copropriétaire Hey Wan Lee mentionne que les affaires vont moyennement bien, car malgré le support des résidents locaux, les affaires ont quand même beaucoup diminué, mais se considère chanceuse de ne pas avoir dû fermer. Et pour ce qui est des restaurateurs qui décident de réouvrir, elle compatit avec ceux qui ont de la difficulté, mais mentionne qu'il faut quand même suivre les règles du gouvernement. C'était A1 Lee, la copropriétaire du Wow Grill. Ici Alex Fortier pour la radio Nord-Ouest FM.